Reigning in light, grief. Grief. And sometimes there's a storm. So we brace ourselves and prepare to stand. As we continue on our journey, we may stumble upon grief. Grief is sorrow. It's extreme sadness. It's pain and sometimes misery. Grief is ease when our mind, body, and spirit work together to heal ourselves and to strengthen ourselves and from within. Grief is a time when we become immersed in the anguish of a loss. Memories and images replay and just won't seem to let up. Grief sets in and right after, our brain sparks the fight or flight response. Fight or flight is a reaction to stress. It is a key to survival. Our mind senses a threat and our nervous system goes into overdrive. And because of a maximum overload, it tells us to fight or to run. To move our body from fight or flight, we must breathe. We must calm ourselves and begin to accept what is or what was. Gently close our eyes. Deep breaths in. Slow breaths out. Grief is a yearning. Grief is a plea. Grief is a cry. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Grief has the ability to overtake all parts of our body, our organs, our skin, our brain, our muscles, our bones, and our tissue. Grief ages us. Grief becomes a physical ailment. Grief interrupts our processing of incoming and outgoing information. Grief prevents true rest and relaxation. For all of this, we'll learn to breathe in calmness and peace. We'll envision a chair and just for calmness and peace. This chair is just for us alone and is to be used for break times throughout our day. And not only during moments of grief or strife, but during moments of joy. If we plan to use this seat throughout all emotions that we experience, we'll be able to grow through all of the emotions that we experience. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out, and we'll gently open our eyes. We're learning that there are several stages of grief. During a time of loss, we may experience one, few, or all, and at the same time. There may be zero order to them. We may experience one longer than the other, and we may repeat one. Grief is not an indication of our strength, nor is it an indication of weakness. There is no right way to grieve. And there is no wrong way to grieve. Shock is the surprise. It may include feeling everything or feeling nothing at all. Denial is the brain's refusal to comprehend the loss. Avoidance of things and others may follow, and so that we do not yet have to accept the loss. Anger is where the pain of the loss lives. The anger might be directed towards the person or the thing that we've lost. And it may be directed towards others and even to ourselves. Anger is sometimes a necessary feeling when grieving. And it's okay to feel it. There's no need to suppress it. During all stages of grief, we need safe supports. And especially during anger. We want to get anger out and safely and in a safe space. Bargaining is when the guilt and shame kicks in and turns into what-ifs and should-ifs. Depression is when the deep sadness seeps into our bones. The depression from grief may come and go, and unlike clinical depression, which may persist and include a lack of hope and a lack of self-worth, testing is the stage when we do just that. We begin to test different supports that may help us to feel better. Some of these supports may be good, and some of these supports may not be good. Acceptance is noted to be the last stage of the grieving process, but it can come at any point. Acceptance is allowing our mind to prepare or effectively deal with reality, a new reality, and without who or what we physically lost. This journey of life that we're on is all about hope and a continuance of movement. This journey is about connecting deeper with others, with ourselves, with our higher power and higher beliefs, and with the world around us. It is about uncovering and discovering truths, which is the basis of enlightenment. This journey is about healing, and as we grow, for all of this, we begin to understand that physical loss does not equate to spiritual loss. We realize that with the physical loss, we may gain spiritually. And this is if we leave our hearts and minds open to peace for ourselves and for our loss. We may recall the images and the messages that they've left us with and understand the part of their journey that has been given to us, and in some strange way to help us go further for ourselves and possibly for them. Again, this is the part where we allow the peace within acceptance to collide with faith. Grief is sometimes guilt and confusion, and at the same time, there is no time limit for grief, and there is no way around it. Just as suffering, we must grow through it. We must be cautious as we're growing, and especially with caring for ourselves. While grieving, it may be hard to get out of bed. It may be difficult to sleep, to eat, to dress, and our daily routine is no longer important. For others, they may speed up and nothing changes. Whichever situation occurs, know that it is okay. Know that the latter is sometimes called delayed grief, and the stages may soon come into play. In this life, we learn that patience is one of the greatest gifts that we can hold. Patience will allow us to get through most anything. All emotions benefit from patience. Patience holds a power of stillness and through the storms of life. Patience leaves us with an opportunity to care, to be practical, to face and overcome challenges, to take care of our health, and to seek and obtain supports. As we walk through this short discussion of grief, remember to breathe. Know that conversations are opened and shared to give light to all that we've gone through and may go through. With grief, we must remember that we don't have to be alone. Grief is such a lonely state. We want to try to avoid the extreme harsh and negative impacts and spirals that can follow grief. If we can practice being rooted like a tree, we will discover the growth from our loss. The extension of our branches to others, the continuance of the stretching of our roots, which is the grounding of our wisdom. The flowers are the fruits that grow, are our food for thought, for life, and for sharing with others who may experience grief. Know that there are different types of grief. We can grieve before a loss, and we can grieve for others who have lost. Know that grief is completely natural. Know that just the same as all things, grief takes time and perhaps more than we like to spend or give. Today and tomorrow, be reminded of your beauty and the beauty of who and what you've lost. Grief is a part of the human experience. Reigning in light is a peace offering, through the human experience.